I said, if you're one that, you know, gets on your phone or, you know, you're trying to find something to do, or you get on your phone, you're looking at Facebook or some type of social media. There's different types of that, of course. I say Facebook because that's what I use. And there are lots of funny things being said in light of all this. I mean, we're not joking about it, but some things probably are inappropriate that are being posted. But some of them are funny. And you know, people are blaming this person and that person, and it's gotten to America, and it wasn't taken care of in China, and so forth and so on. And, you know, there's really nothing on TV. I mean, who wants to watch? I mean, they're making a big deal. They're going to show the 2010 NCAA tournament when the Mountaineers made it to the Final Four. Well, I know who won. And I know that Jalon Carter got hurt at the end, and Coach Huggins was all over him, and it was over. I know all that, right? So they're playing all these reruns of games, and people are going to get into it. I don't know if they are. We don't know who won. We don't know what happened, right? Well, in the midst of what's happening right now, we don't know what might happen, right? And we're trying to trust and believe that God is in control and continue to be in control. We believe that. So again, as we're at home and trying to stay at home and do some social distancing, as they've called it, we should be doing that more anyway. I mean, I think that maybe this is kind of a time for us to, again, spend time with our family and our loved ones and to spend more time in God's Word and praying. And I really have really seen some posts and some Carrie Hill from Jewel City Church. Every day she sings a song and posts a little devotion. I've really gotten into that. And again, I'm going to be posting some things this week and hopefully going Facebook Live on Sunday with our service, but you know, you can read all those things, and there are things that are posted, but just going to God's Word. Actually, this morning, this fell out of my Bible. It's been tucked in there, and I read this today. And I read it this morning, and I shared it with you, Psalm 121, the Lord will keep you from all harm. I believe that He will. And you know, last Sunday, we looked at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and I'm not sure what you're hearing right now. I mean, Jay's not here. I'm not sure why there's this. And that might be a problem for if you're listening live, we're having some technical difficulties. Well, here's the problem. Oh, it's not even up. Sorry. Okay. It fell off. Is that better? Okay. Yeah, it was falling down here in my shirt. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, we're back. We're here. So last Sunday, we were looking at King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and remember, he was about to face this battle, and some people were telling him they were coming, the enemy is on his way, and again, we know that there's turmoil, and King Jehoshaphat has an army, and people have come to tell him that the enemy is coming. He didn't really panic. If you remember that, and just as a review from last Sunday, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he stopped, didn't he? King Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. Then, after he decided to stop and inquire of the Lord and ask God, what is it you want me to do? I mean, I have all these people that are looking to me for advice and guidance. All these people that are following me and wondering what to do, God, I'm coming to you for guidance and direction. And so he inquires of the Lord. The Lord tells him what to do. And what happens here is they have this fast, and people are like doing as we're doing now in the season of Lent, right? We're focusing on the Lord and being reminded of what's happened on the cross, and his body was broken, his blood was shed. So this fast is happening, and the people of Judah are coming together and seeking help from the Lord. That was an event. That was a time of trouble. And we were reminded in the first 17 verses there that do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. That's what God was speaking to King Jehoshaphat, and he was relaying that message to the army, to his people. And again, nothing has happened yet. Some people say they're coming, and this is going to happen, this is going on. Again, there's a lot of people talking and saying and posting things that are incorrect about the coronavirus and putting people in panic. But what we do believe is, regardless of this event that's happening or any event that's happening around the world or in our own country or any event that's happening in our own life, we should do what? Inquire of the Lord. Ask Him for guidance and direction. So last Sunday, again, we were being told to not be afraid and to not be discouraged. That's what King Jehoshaphat was relaying to the people. That's what we're reminded of. And not just right now in these uncertain times, but every day you wake up and inquire of the Lord, what is it you want me to do today? What is it you are asking of me today? Where do you want me to go? And what do you want me to be today? That's what we should always do. And certainly when we're facing an obstacle, a fear, or a trouble, we are inquiring God's direction and seeking His wisdom in all situations. We should always, I really do that. I only seek God and ask Him when I'm in a real bind. I ask God for help when I really need His help. But on a daily basis, I don't always seek His face. When things are going well and working out for me, I don't give Him praise. And so, in this story of King Jehoshaphat in chapter 20, it does escalate, right? And things start to happen. And so, this morning, if we can continue on with verse 18, and sorry, we don't have that posted on our PowerPoint, but if you have a Bible, there are Bibles in front of you, and they have been wiped down, and they have been disinfected. But if not, just listen to the words of King Jehoshaphat. And I'll repeat verse 17, which is where we ended last week, and it says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Go out and face tomorrow, period. Okay? Go out and face tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you if you ask Him to go with you. You get up and begin your day and say, "Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you." He'll be with you today and every day. But remember, He takes it one day at a time. So today's today. And so that's where King Jehoshaphat is at the end of verse 17. And it moves on. It says, after he hears this message from the Lord to not be afraid and not be discouraged, and God will be with you tomorrow in the coming days, this is what he does in verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Wow, now think about this. This is this one guy, this king, who seeks God's face. People are seeing what he's doing. Hey, we should do that too. He's our leader. They trusted him, right? And so, after God tells him to not be afraid, don't be discouraged, I'll be with you tomorrow, I'll be with you every day, he bows down, just as we all should, right? He bows on the ground, and all the people fall down and worship too. I saw several posts where people were saying, pray for our pastors in our countries. They're making difficult decisions. Pray for our pastor. Oh, I hope you're always praying for your pastor, not just during Corona. Because we always have difficult decisions to make. And I've said that before, as Christians and as the church and as pastors, you know, hopefully we're praying for each other and certainly being the church and doing God's work. And again, sometimes we get frustrated. You know, I was very thankful that I was able to help them at the pantry. We have some people from our church that work diligently and faithfully every Thursday and during the week at the Lord's Pantry feeding people. And if I had more time, I would be there. So I was just real thankful that I could come and help them on Thursday. And I really didn't do a whole lot. I was in charge of crowd control, I guess. And so I was just standing basically in the road. And as people were pulling up, and a lot of people were pulling up, "Hey, are you guys open?" "Yeah, we're open." And the one lady said, "I'm not sure if I can get food. I've never had to come here before." She said, "I've never needed food. I've never had to come here before." But she works in the restaurant business, and she said that they've laid me off for a couple weeks, and it's just me, but I do help with my granddaughter. And I mean, why be able to get food? "Well, yeah. You know," and she had her driver's license. She had everything ready because she didn't know what she needed. I said, "Don't worry about that. They'll take care of you." We took care of her. And so then this truck drives up. I said, you know, being my jolly self, good morning, please stay in your car, just pull up and they'll take your name, and then you'll pull up and get your food, just like McDonald's. Please stay in your car. So he's like, well, there's big trucks, you know, and you know, from here to the baptistry, that's how far he went, you know, around the lot, you know, and beep, stop real quick, so the guy gets out of his truck. And I think, well, here we go. So I perceived these nice ladies that was their first time helping out, and they came to help out because they didn't really have anything else to do, wanted to help the community, so they were in charge of checking people in, so I go up to that guy and I said, he's not a sixth grader, you know, that I've been dealing with, or an elementary student that I've worked with all my life, but it was very similar to that, because I go up to him and I said, hey, did I not tell you, this is exactly what I said, did I not tell you to stay in your truck? Yeah. I said, did these ladies just tell you to get back in your truck? Yeah. I said, well, get back in your truck. And he got back in his truck. And I walked away. And later the ladies were like, why did they do that? I said, I don't know. Maybe he needed a stretch. But he was not following the rules. You know what I mean? So sometimes we do get frustrated in our work of the Lord, right? And everything we do should be with a joyful heart and giving our food and giving our time and helping people in Jesus' name. People are people and can sometimes frustrate us. But during this time when people are in a state of panic, we really need to be loving and kind. And so as leaders of the spiritual world, as we might call that, we're to be setting a good example. And if people see us praying and not panicking, I posted that on the Facebook page, choose faith over fear and choose peace over panic. That's what the people of this world need to see, the people of the church, believers, Christians, children of God doing, that we've chosen peace over panic and faith over fear, and we're going to trust in the Lord. See, that's an example that we're showing. And in this case, King Jehoshaphat is trusting in the Lord. He's bowing down, and people start to do that. They're being thankful. And it says, and it goes on, it says, then some Levites from the Kohathites and the Kerahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. So there's kind of a revival happening here. I mean, there's this war coming. They say the enemy's on his way, and King Jehoshaphat is preparing his army. Yes, he is preparing his army for battle through prayer and trusting in the Lord. People are bowing down and worshiping and praising the Lord. And it goes on to say, early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, he says, listen to me. Judah and people of Jerusalem, have faith in the Lord your God. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in the prophets, and you will be successful. Have faith in the Lord and listen to what's being said. I mean, prophets are relaying messages from God, right? So, again, there's this battle, there's this war, there's this time of uncertainty, and the leader is saying, have faith. Listen to me. Have faith in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld, which means you'll be okay. You'll be taken care of. Have faith in those that are leading. I have faith in the prophets, it says. And after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying and singing, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. See, every day, in some way, we are facing a battle. People every day are facing a battle that we don't even know of. We come into contact people, we work with people, we see people on a daily basis, they're facing a battle we don't even know about. And they're hiding it very well. No matter if it's a worldwide battle or a nation battle or our family or community, anytime we're facing a battle or a struggle, no matter what, it says we should have faith and give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. So as we're learning and seeing and being reminded on social media, this is a time for the church to be the church. We should always be the church. We should be spiritual leaders and helping people and guiding people. Hey, don't panic. God can give you peace. He's our only hope. Don't be afraid. Have faith. That's what we are to do. And again, I think as I read this story, here's this leader trying to calm down the people. Calm down. That's what he's telling them. Calm down and have faith. Have faith. And so, again, these people are, wow, they're starting to sing as he's telling them, you know, here's what we're going to do, and here's what we're not going to do. He's telling them to have faith. To have faith. And again, we sing that. I mean, there's a psalm, of course, that says, you know, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. In all times and in all situations, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And it goes on to say that as they began to sing, it says, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, and were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and the Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. And after they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So this is getting serious now. Okay, the battle's on. The fight has begun. But when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground, and no one had escaped, it said. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and those articles of value, more than they could take away. And they were so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect all of them. And on the fourth day, they assembled to the valley of Baraah, and where they praised the Lord. This is why it's called the Valley of Baraah to this day. And so then it says in verse 27, then led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyres and trumpets. It says in verse 29, the fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Think about that. So people are starting to hear, it's not these people, it's not these armies, it's this God that's winning. People are starting to hear that. And see, I believe that's really important that we do that in our faith. You know, this story of victory, I mean, we're still headed toward the cross. They aren't going to cancel Easter this year. I mean, Jesus died on the cross, and he suffered and died, and he rose again, he's coming. And we believe all that to be true. It's all going to be canceled. Once and for all, Jesus did that. Once and for all. He did that for us, and we're believing that. See, God came and conquered the earth. We have victory in Jesus. And so as this battle is escalating and there are bodies and it's a war, and these people are starting to realize that, wow, when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side, the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace. Well, in this scripture this morning, regardless, in this Old Testament story of a king and a battle, putting that in terms of our lives today, on March the 22nd, 2020, as we are walking into unprecedented waters, things are happening in our country that have never happened before. The message that I believe that God wants us to hear is to, certainly through all this, to do what? To have faith, right? To have faith, as it says there. To have faith. And to rejoice, have faith in the Lord your God, and he will uphold your faith. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. God's love endures forever. So in chapter 22nd Chronicles, we hear this story of King Jehoshaphat. And what's most important to me is that he was in trouble. He heard trouble was coming. There was a situation, there was an event, and he was seeking God's direction. That's a message for all Americans, people all over the world, every human being. That's my prayer today, that they understand that. Not just what's happening now, but always and forever. Seeking God's faith. Have faith. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. That's a promise. Four things that I'd like to close with this morning. Let God fight for us. Just as we learn in this battle of the Old Testament, we think of our battles today and the fight that's among us, and we as the believers need to stick together, even though we're not together. We need to keep praying and lifting one another in prayer and praying that the devil would flee from us, that the enemy would flee. And give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever. Four things to remember this morning. And if you're listening to the message this morning on our website, four things that I'd like for us to share, maybe post this week, or maybe something you've heard from God's word or God has spoke to you, and that's how you can help, is share those encouraging words with others. Remember, this battle, any battle, is not yours, but it's God's. God says he has our back. God says he's in control. So this battle of the coronavirus, it's not ours. We're to do our part, be cautious and careful, do our part, and God will take care of the rest. And engulf ourselves in prayer, claiming that God is in control, and he'll defeat this enemy that we're facing right now, this pandemic. But whatever battle you're facing personally, remember, give it to God, it's his. Let God's strength work through all of our fears and weaknesses. Let God be our strength through all that we're afraid of and we feel weak. And I kind of feel that way. Like, what else can I do to stop this? What else can I do to protect all of you? So through our fears and weaknesses, let God's strength work in our lives. And share that with the others. Choose peace over panic. Choose faith over fear. And pursue God that his will might be done in this fight that you're facing right now. For all of us, pursue God's will and his guidance and direction in all things. And lastly, always, always, seek God's direction. Ask God and trust him, for he is our only hope. He is our only hope. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. Go out and face tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you, both now and forevermore. Let us pray. Father, places all over the world, in this country, in our own backyards, are really experiencing some peace and quiet. Not many people out. No one's really traveling on the roads. A lot of places are closed. It's kind of calm and quiet. And God, I believe that this is where you have us to be, that sometimes we just need to be calm and quiet. Calm down and listen and seek your face. God, thank you for those people that are here today. And God, I miss all those that couldn't be here today. And those that are with me right now, we miss you if you're not here today. But God, we know that God is with you wherever you might be if you just ask him to be. And God, people have already asked me, what do you think about this, Pastor? What do you think is going to happen? I have no idea. But I know one thing, I'm going to continue to pray and trust in the Lord. Because God, you brought me through all kinds of things in my life and my family, and I don't see this to be any different. But your will be done. And so God, this morning, we need you. But we need you every day. We need you more than ever probably right now. But there are a lot of hurting people, a lot of lost people, that don't have a relationship with you, and they don't know how to face this battle. They don't know how to fight. And this thing we're facing right now, I believe you're the only one that will defeat it. You're our only hope. Our God is bigger than Corona.
Our God is bigger than anything that we face. And God, we know that this morning. And God, I just pray that we'll continue to hold on to that promise. God, protect your people. Protect all of us. And God, through all this, we're going to realize that just as the people in this story we read this morning in Scripture, they realized you were the one that was winning. You were the one that was defeating the enemy. God, we have victory in Jesus. And God, we thank you for that this morning. God, we love you. And God, as we just spend a few more moments just listening and spending time with you here as we close our service, God, we love you. And we give you praise. And we thank you in advance for curing this horrible disease and stopping and ending it. And through all of this, people are going to come to the Savior and realize what happened on this cross is really the truth. That my God is faithful. God, we love you and thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.
My one.